Welcome to Camp Meeting 2023. Yes. Aren't you glad you're here?
Yes.
So the doctrine shall drop as the rain.
Yes.
That sounds so comforting, doesn't it?
It does.
The doctrine of God, that's the plan of salvation.
That's right.
What will save you? It sounds abundant here.
Yes, it does.
Drop as the rain.
That's how you talk to the devil.
Amen.
Speak to the mountain.
Yes.
And it'll be removed and cast into the sea.
Amen.
Don't deal with the devil.
Right. Don't have a conversation.
He'll whip you with experience.
That's right.
Don't bargain with the devil. Is your vineyard for sale?
We're going to bow down to the idols when they come and tell us, who do you believe? How did you change? Are we going to say, no, I don't want to be thrown out of the synagogue. I don't want to be thrown out of my friend group. I don't want to be thrown out of my job. I don't want to be changed anywhere. I want to stand firm on the rock and say, it is Jesus Christ and Him crucified that has changed my life. Is that your determination?
What I love about the plan of salvation is the simplicity in the plan of salvation.
Yes.
The problem is sin. The answer is Jesus. The prerequisites are to be converted, to get your sins forgiven, and to get sanctified. The byproduct is a sanctified life, and the end goal is a home in heaven.
There's no filthiness allowed in the temple. You can read about that in Corinthians. You are the temple of God. And if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are. That's to y'all, but that's to me. I want to keep my temple clean.
The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Not some of them, not a few of them, but all sin. And if he does that, and you believe that, if you can believe that, then you can believe that maybe there is another land out there.
Yes.
Another place that I can live. And so the call is for you to leave the land of your nativity.
Yes.
You will not marry Christ unless you leave it. And if sin is in your life, you haven't married him. And Christ is not doing the dating thing. He does not do that. His invitation is marriage or nothing.
God can do in a person's life. I have witnessed what he can do to turn the whole direction of a family and change the priorities and change the desires and the wishes of what they have. God can do that. He can change everything about you if you'll let him.
If I can tell you anything today, is that I almost missed out. I almost missed out on what the Lord had for me because I was so blinded by the things of this world. And I don't want you to miss out. Because there's a difference in the people of Israel, and there's a difference between the Egyptians, and there's a difference when you're sanctified and when you're not sanctified.
We are told to lose our life, not improve it, not get better. Let's lose it. Yes. And let's become so lost and buried in Him. And that became my new direction for camp meeting. I want to lose myself in praise and in worship and in lifting up God. We cannot bring ourselves up here. We have to lose our life and be crucified with Him.
There is a difference in just abstaining from sin and going through the motions and reading your Bible when you can and truly embracing holiness and being wholeheartedly committed to the gospel. And there should not be a separation with that.
I don't care about the drama that's unfolding on Twitter or on YouTube or on Reddit or whatever entertainment is on TikTok. I don't care. I want the world to have anything for me. I want to set my eyes straight on all my hope to be in Jesus. If you're an architect, He is the creator and originator. If you're an astrologer, He's the bright and morning star. Yeah. If you're a baker, He is the bread of life. If you're a champion, He's the victor. If you're a construction worker, He's the chief cornerstone. Yeah. If you're a florist, He's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. If you're a doctor, He's a great physician.
That's right.
If you're an executive, He's the head of the church.
Yeah.
If you're a geologist, he's the rock of ages. Can't read my own writing. Historian, He's the ancient of days. If you're a merchant, He's the pearl of great price. If you're a pharmacist, He's the balm of Gideon. If you're a zoologist, He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. If you're the shepherd, He's the lamb of God. If you're a photographer, He's the expression image of God. You are created in His own image. Life is worth a living because He lives.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be?
Conduct our marriage to Christ to our convenience, I can guarantee you that we will be a failure. It is not about our convenience. The love of Christ went a long way to get to lost people. Covenant love said, while they're yet sinners, I'll die for them. What are we willing to do to get to some lost people that need to find their marriage to Christ?
You want to make a difference for God? Humble yourself.
Right.
Tell Him, I'll go. You want me to go, Lord? And mean it. Get on your knees and ask God for a work to do.
Right.
More so than just in the walls of our church.
Right.
There are people out there that need us. Yes. They need the gospel.
Kneel and pray to the Lord.
is not interested in maintenance. Right. He's not interested in giving you gifts and you just bearing it. He is interested in multiplication and growth.
You have to be purged.
That's right.
You have to be cut. In both of those scenarios, there's going to be pain involved. Either you are taken away and you are thrown into the fire, or that you are cut so that you can bring forth more fruit.
Yep.
You know, and good things, bad things happen to good people. Well, that's the reason.
Yeah.
We got to have the bad things to grow.
They were more captivated by his performance than they were by his presence. You can get caught up in the performing miracles that Christ does, and you can forget very quickly that his presence is what you need. Because what if he doesn't get rid of the storm? What if he doesn't cast it away? His presence is enough. They were riding with Jesus.
And so they tarried there. They tarried there in Jerusalem, in that upper room. They weren't sure of what to do. How many times have you been in your life, you weren't sure what to do, but call on the name of the Lord. Be instant in prayer. And that's what they were doing.
He wants us all to be overcomers. He wants us all to have a new name and to sit with him in his throne. He wants us all to be partakers and eat of the tree of life.
We will come before him and cast our crown before him. Then he will send down his Holy Spirit with a mighty power, and we can have victory in this present world. And the scripture says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We can be more than conquerors in this present world. There's nothing that can stand in the way of the glory and the presence of God.
There's no doubt about my going. All arrangements have been made. I don't need to make any more arrangements. I just need to keep on the track. And those arrangements are set in stone for whatever day that I'm called home. It says, I have got my ticket purchased, and the fare has all been paid. Jesus paid that fare on the cross.